Finally, today we want to pause to recognize the passing of Warith Deen Muhammad. He died yesterday in Illinois at the age of 74. The American Muslim leader was a son of Elijah Muhammad, longtime leader of the Nation of Islam. Imam Warith Muhammad later rejected the nation for a more orthodox Muslim practice, leading thousands of African Americans to do the same, and as such, he's probably one of the country's most prominent Muslim leaders. Joining us to talk about Warith Muhammad and his legacy is Salim Muwakkil. He is an editor at In These Times. It's a progressive monthly newspaper. Welcome, Salim. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Michelle.
Now, you made the same journey that Imam Muhammad made. You were originally a member of the Nation of Islam, and then you transitioned with him to a more orthodox practice. How did that come about? How did he lead that movement?
Oh, yeah. You know, that's one of the largest untold stories in black history, American history, but specifically black history, because, you know, the Nation of Islam was really very crucial to much of the black movement of the 60s and 70s, in fact. You know, the kind of black nationalist core, even in the Black Panther Party, based a lot of its imagery and communications models on the Nation of Islam. And it was solidly in the black nationalist movement, a part of the black nationalist movement. And Wallace Muhammad had always had, his name was Wallace Muhammad at the time. He became Warith Deen Muhammad when he became an imam, breaking away. But he was always a little uncomfortable with his father's racial emphasis, because he had become enamored with so-called Orthodox Islam, a kind of Sunni orthodoxy, and he challenged his father's teachings often, and for that he was often banished from the movement for a month or two, and then after when his father died in 75, he seemed to be an unlikely choice because of his previous divisions and disagreements. But at the same time, those disagreements gave him an image of integrity, of religious integrity. And so when he had reconciled himself with his father and his father died, he was really unanimously accepted as the new leader for the nation. And it was extremely difficult. It seemed to be an extremely difficult task to change this black nationalist kind of eccentric doctrine that Elijah Muhammad propounded to a more orthodox-oriented Islamic thinking.
But he did it. But and forgive me, we only have about 50 seconds left, so okay. Just as briefly as you can,
sure.
What distinguished him as a leader? He seemed very soft-spoken to me for a person who had such a large following. What distinguished him?
Well, that's exactly what distinguished him. He really had an abhorrence for the kind of preening leadership that was so prominent in America, and so he had a low-key approach, and that, you know, that added to his kind of charisma. It was ironic kind of magnetism that he had because of that. He was really a humble and he didn't attempt to project himself in a majestic way like other leaders did.
Warith Deen Muhammad died yesterday at the age of 74. Salim Muwakkil is an editor at In These Times, and he joined us from his office in Chicago. Salim, thank you so much for speaking with us, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Michelle.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.